Sagt Eilge Mishle weiter, Masechta Zvachim, Perik Yud Aleph Mishle Beis, Chattas Psula. A Chattas that became possible, Ein Dama Ton Kibbus. If some of that blood splatters on a Beged, it does not require Kibbus. Doesn't have to be washed. And this is true, Ben Shehoyla Shas HaKosher, Ben Shaloi Hoyla Shas HaKosher. Whether it did or didn't have a Shas HaKosher. What does Shas HaKosher mean? Kosher means that it was good, like kosher. Shas means a time. Was there a time that it ever was good? Right now it's possible, but was it ever kosher? Well, it makes no difference. Whether it did have a Shas HaKosher, whether there was a time that it was kosher, or whether it didn't have a time that it was kosher. In other words, even if there was a time that it was kosher, if right now it's possible, the blood does not require washing. Ezu shoyis l'shas ha-kosher, which unfit chatas once had a shas ha-kosher, shalono. Let's see, the problem was, it was ready for zrika, everything was kosher, but they didn't do it, and then suddenly it became night. Now, the meat of a karban chatas you have the whole night, but the blood, as soon as it becomes night, it's already possible. Or shenitma, the blood became tummy before zrika, or v'shiyatza, the blood left the azara before zrika. And in all these cases, we were ready to go. It was fit for zrika. And it was in the klisharis. But right now it's possible. And the mail of some of the dam splatters on the baguette, it does not require washing. Now, what's called a karban chatas that was never good? Let's say shenishchita chutz lezmana. It was shechted with the kavana that it would be eaten past its time. In other words, pigul. So if somebody shechted the chatas thinking he's going to eat the meat the next day, and a chatas can only be eaten on the day you shechted it that night, it becomes pickle. Or v'chutz l'makayim, or he shechted it thinking he's going to eat it outside of its proper place, like outside of the azara. Or let's say v'shekiblu psulin v'zarku es dama. Or people that were unfit to do it, he was mekabel the dam in the keli. The Batanura says, we're not goyris the words v'zarku es dama. Why? So the Batanura's problem is, even with a chatas k'sheira, the only time you have to wash the beged, if it's splattered on the beged, is if it's before the zrika. After the zrika, you don't have to. Some point out that once someone who's not kosher to be makabel adam is makabel adam, it's puzzle. So why would the words v'zarko as dama follow that? It's not nogeya. But either way, our Mishnah told us that the aloch of having to wash a beged where the dam splattered on the beged is only by a kosher achatas. Not of blood from a pasul lachatas went onto the baguette. That's learned from Masha Yizam, Midama, Midam Ksheriv, Ole Midam Psula. And it makes no difference why it's pasul. It could be something that originally was kosher. We're ready to do the Zrika and something went wrong. It became night, became Tamei, or was brought outside of the Azara. That's called it had a Shasa Kosher, had a time that it was good. Or it could be Dam that was never kosher. When the Kohen shechted it, he intended to eat the meat. Chutz lezmana or chutz lemekayma, or people that were pasul, that were mekabel the dam. Either way, this dam chatas, should it splatter on a beged, the beged does not have to be washed.